If you check out our newsletter, e-newsletter, I was asking a simple question, which was not really simple. Is God real? And in this, today's readings, we kind of feel that those two persons, both Abraham or Abraham at this moment, and John, somehow knew and felt that God was real to them. That's why this person, Abraham, 75, age of 75, listened to this voice and left the hometown with his wife, who was 65, believing that they'll have children, or believing that their descendant will be possessing a land that they haven't seen before. And in this Revelation, so this is Genesis and this is Revelation, first book and the last book in the Bible. And in between, you see many individuals talking about how they saw God or perceived or felt or experienced God. Today's choir song in the beginning, Be Still, that is one of the voices too. So, we wonder, how do we know God? Or even if God's really real or not? And in the newsletter, I was pointing also out two things. That is, one, if you want to know about it, you need to know what we mean by God. And also, somehow we have to clarify what do we mean by real. Because there are so many realities we dwell in, actually. Just to name a few, there is something we call emotional reality. Psychological one. There is also spiritual one, too. And there is also physical one, based on your five senses. We claim that those three are all together in us. But if you really check yourself out, sometimes your consciousness is more with the five senses, sometimes totally overrode by your emotional one, and then sometimes it's a spiritual. You can check that out. Very interesting. Which one's real at each moment may be different for you. For instance, if you're holding a book in your hand, if your mind is troubled with your family far away, the book in your hand may not feel real to you. But the family far away may feel real to you. How do we know which one's more real? Really real. And about God, we have created so many different images, concepts about God, and something we call worldview until in the Western world, until probably 1600s, people believed that the earth is the center of the universe. Earth is the center of the whole universe. Because of that, they believed we are the central to the whole universe. That's why God loves us so much. That's why God dwells in this earth. Now we know that's not true. Then, what happens with the God that who was dwelling on earth? Does God change? Or is it that people's concept change about God? So many questions I'm asking to you, as probably usual. Today is the asking questions day. Because I don't have real answers for you. I found answers to me that works. But how about you? So is God real to you? That's my first question. Well, a long time ago, not that long probably for you, us, I was really curious about, I really want to know where this concept God came from. So, well, I went to the library and read maybe 50 to 100 books that has anything to do with God, and realized Everything written was by human beings. They are just like me, maybe a little smarter, wiser, living in a different age, different days. But me, just like me, human being, having two arms, two legs, living on earth, most of the time being confused, and a few times having clarity about what things are. And I was trying to build my concept, my belief of God, based on what other people tell me about their experience of God. And one moment, I thought, interesting. And the other moment, I thought, that's odd. Why didn't I have my own experience? So that's when my mystical meditation started. That's a while ago. So why am I saying this to you is, again, to confuse you more. This book I'm holding, Holy Scripture, Bible, was it written by God? We know the answer, no. This is not written by God. This is written by fellow human beings based on their experience, their visions of God. In the beginning, in this chapter 12, Abraham had most amazing and extraordinary experience of this God calling him, contacting him, communicating through him many, many times, giving him this vision and dream and hope. And if you go on, Exodus, God calls another amazing guy called Moses out of burning bush. He was 80, by the way, and he was quite content with where he was living. God called him and saying that you have to deliver my people out of Egypt, meaning that you have to go back to Egypt, where he actually fled because he killed a human being. And he had to confront Pharaoh, empty-handed basically, saying that, let my people go. Why? My God says so. Well, after that, Joshua was called by God to lead these people into the conquest. After that, Samuel was called to be the first priest and judge, prophet, who ordained the first two kings of Israel. And King David was called at such a young age to be anointed as the king. And then after that, so many prophets were called. And if you go into the New Testament time, Jesus called all 12 disciples. And Paul, who was Saul, who was the persecutor and killer of the Christians, actually also had a vision of Christ and converted. And in Revelation, now we see another vision of Christ by John, giving him this last, very hard to decipher message. Interesting, isn't it? So, I was asking, my last question in that article was, would you like to be called by God? Would you? That's a hard question, isn't it? I can tell you this, every single person in the Bible who were called by God, well, had to have a different kind of life. They were changed, because experience of God does not just come as an experience. It always has a message. Message for you. Something that you must do. Well, that's not all, actually. When you experience the presence, immediate and direct presence of God, and your soul feels that, your soul changes forever. You cannot go back to before it. In a way, that's why if you read those mystics, stories of the mystics in the Western world, the first time was always fear and trembling. And some of them actually says, I wish I could go back before I had it. But I know it's impossible. But I also know this is my little human will saying, complaining about it. Yet, sometimes, the presence of God is so overwhelming that they feel like their ego, their self, is melting away. So, these visions of God, in one hand, these are all human experience. So we could say, well, based on that, how can you trust human beings? Do you really trust what they are saying? Well, in that case, maybe we can disregard the whole thing. Or if you go the other opposite way of saying, the commonality and universality of this experience somehow confirms that there is being who created the whole thing, whose essence is nurturing love and compassion for all. Because regardless of any place you live, regardless of your religion is institutionalized or not, they all believe in this being who is the source of everything, and somehow this being is experiential. You can experience this being. Christian theology and doctrines create all kind of distance and limitations and why God cannot be approached or God can be approached, all kind of things. But if you just go back to the essence of the whole experience, I love Bible because God is personable. And God is personally experiential. And in the beginning, you are created in the image and likeness of God. I love being Swedenborgian because we believe in that you are exactly a miniature of God. You're fully capable of being loved by means of wisdom. And in you, the divine power can be contained and also manifested by means of you. So, you are not only the being who can experience God, but also you are the beings who can receive and manifest the love of God by means of you. By saying this way, it sounds amazing. So, I'll ask the question again. Would you like to be called by God? And the calling goes to you. And when we say calling, it sounds like only to the ministers, the guys who get ordained and wear color and robe and stole. These are all ritualistic, clothing. But the essential way of calling goes to every single human being. Because your individual relationship with your God matters to you. Why? Only then it's real. That's what I found. And the essence of the core of all my inquiries, I read probably near 200 books written about God. I learned a lot of knowledge. None of them were real to me. They're all conceptual knowledge. Okay, so arguably, God, I can prove God this way. I can disprove God this way. But the God I proved, disproved, were not real God. These are made by another human beings. So I'm not really doing anything with God, just messing up with what other people made based on their logic. But the reality of the real God, when I felt presence of God, in my heart, in my soul. But I had to confess, I was changed. That's why I sometimes want to go back before that, so I can have all the fun in the world. Then I also humbly accept that this is better. Because I am with the essential being that created me, and I'm trying to move with them or with her. And most of the time, I'm very happy with that. So last time, I'll ask you, would you like to be called by God? If you are, well, invite God. May there be blessings upon you. Amen.